other. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, Dr. Bob Bowman coming up in the next segment. Several other very informative guests coming up today dealing with the attack on the press and freedom of speech, the hate crimes bills. That is all coming up in the next 3 hours. We're going to be simulcasting live at PrisonPlanet.tv at 8 after. So heads up on that. But look, the point I was making about solutions and the power we have is that look at how we're exposing the Federal Reserve. And we're not going to have victories in auditing it or abolishing it overnight, but this is part of the awakening process. It's like harmonics. You just got to keep steadily beating and steadily drumming and not stopping and knowing you're going to win. I mean, it's like a physical fight, folks. I've fought a lot bigger and tougher and stronger men than me, than I. But I guarantee you, I'm not going to stop attacking. I'm not going to stop swinging. And I'm not going to think about it. I can't tell me how many times somebody's punched me and waited for me to fall down while I'm busy throwing five deadly blows into their throat. It's the same thing. You don't sit there and punch the enemy and wait and see what's going to happen. You keep punching, you keep pounding. And if they get you down, you bite them. If they get you down, you grab them in the groin. They get you down, you poke them in the eyes. But even that, you just got to get gutted up, folks, and go wild. And it's that same spirit. You ever had four or five big guys on top of you, kicking you, stomping you when you're down, and you just gut up and bust out of them and just take them on? It's that same attitude that America has to have. And I don't know, if you haven't experienced that feeling, I'm sorry for you. But you've got to decide you're taking the fight to them. In the info war. And, you know, I was making the point because I saw some rules on Codex Alimentarius being adopted on drugs and food. They want to list healthy vitamins and minerals as drugs so that you have to pay prescription prices just to get them. And so by law, it can't even be in your food. I'm not kidding. That is, it can't be added to your food. And then so if the food happens to have natural vitamin C or vitamin B12 or 6, you're not allowed to brag about that and say, oh, we believe this has health benefits. They can tell you Prozac and Ritalin are great for you on the news, but Cheerios can't say that they're a healthy product that's been shown if you eat a diet high in fiber, it helps flush your system out. See, it's a sick joke. So cranberry juice cocktail no longer has high fructose corn syrup linked to all those serious health problems because you demanded it, you wouldn't buy it anymore. And no matter all their propaganda and all their TV ads telling you it's good for you, it didn't work. We have the medical science, we have the studies, the truth is out. So now they want to change the name entirely where they don't have to tell you what's in it. And they already have that where they say natural and artificial flavors or artificial and natural flavors. They can call fructose corn syrup or high fructose corn syrup or its derivatives natural flavors. They can call aspartame artificial flavors. So become aware of that. They're always playing games. Just because you beat them once, they're going to come back. They know the prize belongs to who fights the hardest. They know the jewel of liberty belongs to who stands up the strongest. And I'm going to talk more about solutions today, and I got a big list of issues I want to cover. And just thoughts on the New World Order and a bunch of news here in front of me that we'll get to as well today. But Bob Bowman, always informative, coming up in the next segment. Investigators easily smuggle bomb material into government buildings. This is Paul Joseph Watson, PrisonPlanet.com, The Washington Post, AP and Reuters are all reporting on it. We have links to Washington Post here. A new report by the Government Accountability Office inadvertently discredits a claim often made by 9/11 truth debunkers that bombs could not have been smuggled into the Twin Towers or Building 7 without being noticed by security. In the past year, investigators successfully smuggled bomb-making materials into 10 high-security federal buildings, constructed bombs, and walked around the buildings undetected, reports the Washington Post. That's because the government knows there's no real threat of terrorists unless it's them about to do it. You understand that? Of course there's no, it's not real security. When they run out and arrest you for photographing, it's just to let you know you're a slave.
millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer. Unlike other companies that just broker canned foods, Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com. Factory direct, wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging.
Yeah,
fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Are you concerned for the safety of your loved ones? Listen closely to this message from PepperSpray.com. Every 22 seconds a violent crime is committed. America has changed, and your personal safety is your first priority. Be smart. Be safe. Trust Pepper Spray instead of your luck. PepperSpray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all of your non-lethal self-defense supplies. PepperSpray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web. From big to small, we have it all. Pepper spray, mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. PepperSpray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. Enter SAFE in the coupon box and you'll receive a special discount off of your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to PepperSpray.com. That's PepperSpray.com. Or call 1-800-908-9988 today.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, it's Wednesday, July 8th, 2009. And with us, 5 minutes into the next hour, so full hour of transmission time here, Dr. Bob Bowman. He's a former director of Advanced Space Programs Development for the U.S. Air Force in the Ford and Carter administrations, and a former United States Air Force Lieutenant Colonel with 101 combat missions. He holds a Ph.D. in aeronautics and nuclear engineering from the California Institute of Technology. And it goes, despite his involvement with space programs and defense, he emerged as an early public critic of the Strategic Defense Initiative, because it was a decapitation offensive weapon system, during the Ronald Reagan administration. And on the McLeod News Hour, he called it the ultimate military lunacy, easily overwhelmed and vulnerable, only good as the first strike. Bowman founded the Institute for Space and Security Studies and its publication, Space and Security News, in 1983. And it just goes on and on. He's a author, researcher. He's been active in Veterans for Peace, Vietnam Veterans Against the War, Episcopal Diocese of Washington, Project Censored winner as well, San Francisco Bay Guardian. I mean, it just goes on and on. He's also worked on depleted uranium during and after the Gulf War, and he's run for Congress and president. And, of course, our historic C-SPAN live event. I couldn't believe it when C-SPAN said we're going to carry your event out in Los Angeles. I guess Charlie Sheen being involved excited them. And so that was one of the first big 9/11 Truth pieces to ever be aired on television, so he's also been instrumental in 9/11 Truth. It's good to have Dr. Bob Bowman in with us for the next hour. Bob, good to see you.
Hey, thank you. Good to be here.
You bet. It's good seeing your wife again. Okay, tell folks a little bit about Dr. Bob Bowman, and then let's get into the state of the world. Biden saying, hey, Israel, green light, go ahead and hit Iran. Where you see that going? Really, the whole two-party system. Do you agree with me that we've got to shatter this whole left-right idea because the power structure just keeps sharing power between the false left and right, and so we never really get a true revolution or change? Or, I mean, you said, you know, you told me you've seen the Obama deception. What's your take on the whole state of affairs?
Okay, well, I agree with you absolutely. And what I've been doing for about the last 9 years is trying to shatter this left-right division, because we, the American people, have been artificially divided by the powers that be, the global elite, the global robber barons, if you will. They have artificially divided us into liberal and conservative. They've taken their one party and divided it into two parts and split up the hot button issues. You know, you guys be for abortion, you guys be for against it, you guys be for gun control, you be against it, you be for school prayer, you be against it. The thing that makes all of those issues in common, besides the fact that the federal government probably has no business mucking around with them in the first place, is that the global elite could care less how it comes out. Those issues do not affect their bottom line. So they really don't care. They don't care which party wins in general. Ever since John F. Kennedy, every nominee of both the Republican and Democratic parties has been a member of the Trilateral Commission and handpicked by them for the nomination of their party. JFK was the last nominee of either party not to be a member of the Trilateral Commission. Of course, we know what happened to him. We have to end this artificial division. We have to bring the American people together, left and right, and we've been very successful in that in the last few years. Many of the events on my speaking tour each year are co-sponsored by the Green Party and the Libertarian Party. They're co-sponsored by the Ron Paul meetups and the Dennis Kucinich meetups. I mean, this is really coming together, and it's working. And these people are recognizing that they have common interest, that both the left and the right have been alienated and mistreated by our government and the powers that be.
Well, I want to get into some solutions and also talk about what's happening in the current world and your view on Barack Obama. But addressing the viewers out there, Bob, can you explain to them how the two-party system became this divide-and-conquer mechanism? Because people still email me and call me and say, now explain to me how the two parties are controlled, or explain to me, no matter who gets in office, the consolidation of power happens, the corporate looting happens.
Yeah.
I mean, break that down for folks.
Well, I mean, it goes way back to the time of Thomas Jefferson. He warned us about the power of corporations. And Teddy Roosevelt did it, and on, right through Dwight David Eisenhower, who warned us about the military-industrial complex, which is essentially the same thing. Now, the whole problem got a lot worse in the 19th century when the railroads somehow got a Supreme Court justice to talk about corporate personhood. And the myth of corporate personhood has gone on to this day and has been parlayed by the corporations into a First Amendment free speech right to spend as much money as they want buying up politicians and buying up votes with their corporate-controlled media. Now, the next real big acceleration of this fascist trend happened under Reagan, when they got rid of the FCC ban on ownership of multiple media outlets and allowed these media conglomerates to get a monopoly. Until now, we've got almost every major media outlet being controlled by six multinational corporations, with interlocking boards of directors, all of which are in bed with the weapons manufacturers, the oil companies, and all the others who are running things. And because of that, they collude every 4 years to work with the trilateralists and Bilderbergers and Council on Foreign Relations to make sure that their hand-picked nominees get the nomination of the Republican and Democratic parties. And once they can do that, then they don't care who wins the general election. They know one of their guys is going to get it. It's a choice between Tweedledee and Tweedledum, in some cases Tweedledum and Tweedledumber. But that's how they do it, essentially. And then Congress, of course, who the Constitution really gives the power to. Congress has been bought and paid for by the K Street lobbyists, the corporate lobbyists, to the point where almost all the members of Congress, with the exception of people like Ron Paul and Dennis Kucinich and a few others, almost all of them are bought and paid for and have abdicated their responsibility to Dick Cheney's invention of the unitary executive, in other words, the imperial presidency. And since they have their guy under their thumb in the presidency, and the Congress becomes immaterial. And so what you have is our government under direct control of the corporations. We have energy policy being made by Enron. We have agricultural policy being made by Archer Daniels, Midland, and Monsanto. Defense policy being made by the weapons manufacturers. It goes on and on. Almost every regulatory agency in the government is headed by an executive of the corporations that they're supposed to regulate. So we have complete corporate control of government at the highest levels. And that's exactly what Benito Mussolini defined as fascism.
And now,
you should know.
And I wanted to ask you about this, and you can repeat that if I interrupted you or add any points. Now that they use so-called free market terms and freedom of speech to rig the game and buy everything up and consolidate,
yeah,
and create these oligopolies or these cartels working,
yeah,
as a monopoly, I guess monopoly capitalism would be the term. Now they're doing a mopping up operation in the name of stopping extremists and racists from having free speech. The House has passed the hate crimes bill that actually states if the government says you hurt somebody's feelings or what you said might lead to someone doing something violent, even if you didn't call for it.
Mm-hmm.
I've never seen a hate crime bill this strong. That has now passed the House. The cyberbullying thing says the same deal. We have the New York Times saying we need internet gatekeepers. We need to, CEO, Rupert Murdoch's CEO said 2 days ago, arrest bloggers, put them in jail. So they're saying we don't get any free speech. So now,
yeah,
That we're actually getting an alternative voice and challenging them. Now that their hypocrisy and imperial hubris is so obvious, they're moving to block our free speech. Can you comment on the empire's consolidation?
Oh, absolutely. And at, you know, the height of this fascist hypocrisy is Glenn Beck saying that 9/11 truthers are terrorists out to destroy this country. By God, the 9/11 truthers are essential to saving this country because of all the evil that has been done in the name of 9/11 and is still being done in the name of 9/11. You know, there are people out there who know that the Bush administration's official conspiracy theory on 9/11 was total hogwash, but they say, well, that's ancient history and, you know, who cares? They have to understand that even President Obama is out there expanding the war in Afghanistan, putting the war into Pakistan, and blaming it on 9/11. So until we destroy the government myth and get some real truth out there, the evil will continue no matter who is president. And I think that's the message we need to get out there to the truth community, that they are absolutely essential and they must not give up.
Hunter Bob Bowman, got a break. Come back and complete that statement. I mean, I really agree with what you're saying. Presidents come and go. The shadow government remains the same.
Recognize that sound? If you're taking vitamins and minerals in pill form, that's exactly where many are ending up. Hello, my name is Dr. David Friedman. According to the physician's desk reference, vitamins in a pill form are 10% absorbed. So for every $100 you spend on vitamins, that's $90 you're flushing down the toilet. In fact, orderlies at hospitals call these bedpan bullets. Start absorbing the nutrients you swallow. Introducing Chews for Health, a delicious tasting chewable containing 16 superfruits, sea vegetables, and antioxidants. Stop paying for nutrients your body doesn't use. Order Chews for Health today. 1-800-210-1922. The first 300 callers will receive a free copy of my best-selling CD, America's Unbalanced Diet. Isn't it time you stop flushing your vitamins down the toilet? 1-800-210-1922 or go to orderchews.com.
Did you know that you can be tracked and traced when you're online? With identity theft and cybercrimes on the rise, your passwords, your identity, and even your physical location can be revealed to complete strangers. Would you like to surf the internet anonymously and not have to worry about these threats? Well, now you can by visiting patriotinternet.com. For about $2 per month, patriotinternet.com will conceal your IP address and your physical location, allowing you to browse the web, send emails, and instant message anonymously. Patriotinternet.com will bypass filters, block sites, and keyword blocking. You can also bypass logging by your router and your ISP. With PatriotInternet.com, there is no software to install and uses 128-bit encryption for your protection. When using wireless hotspots, PatriotInternet.com shields your information from identity thieves and is compatible with Windows, Mac, and Linux. Protect your identity and your freedom with anonymous internet access from PatriotInternet.com. Visit PatriotInternet.com today.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the new world order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame. Blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
How would you like to cook any meal using no electricity or gas and cook your meals off the grid? Well, now you can, thanks to the Survival Oven. The Survival Oven is the most amazing off-grid solar oven that can cook anything that a conventional oven can without the energy bills. By condensing sunlight, the Survival Oven can produce temps up to 350 degrees, cook delicious and nutritious meals, sterilize water, dehydrate food, and so much more. All at zero operating costs. The Survival Oven can be used year-round, even in the coldest sub-zero temperatures, and is a must for emergency preparedness and even everyday use. Visit SurvivalOven.com to get your very own Survival Oven. Order the Survival Oven now, and we'll get you started with two cooking pots and a recipe booklet absolutely free. At less than 10 pounds, you can take Survival Solar Oven with you anywhere. Call 877-642-1553 or go to SurvivalOven.com. That's SurvivalOven.com.
Big John. Big John.
Every morning at the mine, you could see him arrive. He stood 6 foot six.
Dr. Bob Bowman is our guest, and time flies when you've got a great political mind like this with you. We're going to be talking to a pastor who's fighting against the hate crimes bill in the next hour. So I wanted to have you finish your thought. We were talking during the break about what Teddy Roosevelt's quote. So can you repeat what we were discussing here privately? I mean, now they've consolidated their power. Now it's obvious the Federal Reserve's private. We have this banking, Wall Street, Goldman Sachs, you know, holding shares in the New York Fed openly. with their former executive feeding them all the money. I mean, now the public is really starting to get mad and wake up, and now we're hearing, oh, Northcom's going to have troops on the streets. Oh, now we're going to have local CIA offices. Oh, I mean, this is a cross between Nazi Germany and the Soviet Union, in my view, so I want you to speak to the whole police state as well, but this attack on the First Amendment.
Yeah, well, the First Amendment is designed to protect we the people, the dissenters. That's what it's about. It's not designed to protect the people who are defending government actions. It's designed to protect those of us who are criticizing the government. That's what the Founding Fathers planned. That's what all of our great statesmen have said. Teddy Roosevelt, great Republican president, great fighter of the corporations, said that dissent is the highest form of patriotism. By the way, that's one reason why I've renamed our organization from the Institute for Space and Security Studies to the Patriots. And the organization is the same 501c3 that's been going on for 27 years, whistleblowing and myth-busting and telling the truth. But now the name is The Patriots, has been for the last couple of years, and our website is thepatriots.us. There's a lot of us in this country involved in truth-telling. You're one of the greatest. We are the ones that the First Amendment was written to protect.
So it's there for not just unpopular speech, but popular speech. I mean, we're with the Constitution, Bill of Rights. Most polls agree with us. It's not that it's even for unpopular speech, though it protects that as well. It's for the speech the establishment doesn't like.
That's right. That's right. If you look at Project Censored, for example, every year they repeat 25 stories which have been self-censored out by the corporate monopoly media. And the thing that ties those all together, the thing they have in common, is not sloppy journalism or carelessness. It's that those 25 stories are dangerous to the establishment. They break the myths by which the corporate government fascist entity controls the people, brainwashes them, and keeps them docile and ignorant.
You got interrupted by the break. You were talking about how important it is to break the 9/11 myth because so much of the tyranny we're now living under has been built on that. Openly,
yeah.
Bush and now Obama are publicly switching the entire apparatus of Homeland Security and NORTHCOM around, saying, oh, it's for gun owners, it's for liberals, it's for libertarians, it's for animal rights activists, it's for land rights activists. And these federal reports list everybody. Basically, anybody who's politically active in any way is spied on, and now they admit the Department of Defense has regular army spying on Ron Paul and myself. We got the documents, and they go to end the Fed protests, and they're spying on peaceful peace activists at cookie bakes. I mean, they're spying on everybody. Aren't they the terrorists? Isn't that anti-American?
Well, of course it is. Of course it is. And that's why we've got to insist, all of us, that we are the patriots. We are the patriots. They are the terrorists. Those in and around our government are the terrorists. And, you know, there are a lot of people out there, a lot of my buddies, retired military officers, who know a lot of the truth, but they're intimidated because they want to be patriotic, so they support the government. Baloney! Supporting the government is not what's patriotic. It's doing what's right. It's following the Constitution, honoring the truth, serving the people. Our government does not do that. We are the ones that are doing that. We are the patriots. They are the terrorists.
Well, I hate to use the overused Hitler parallel, but so much parallels that. The German military, which had a lot of esprit de corps and a great past, they got beguiled and sold out thinking patriotism was following Hitler.
Yeah.
Instead of patriotism is really what Operation Valkyrie tried to do, saying no. But this New World Order system isn't in one man in a Fuhrer. It's a system. I want to talk about the architecture of the New World Order, what's happening with Obama, and a lot more when we get back. Long segment coming up with Bob Bowman. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
There's a guy named MZ in Santa Cruz, California, who owns one of our affiliate radio stations. He got laid off from a job he loved many years ago. He was devastated, but it taught him a lesson very early in life, that even when you do a great job for someone and your boss tells you how much he appreciates you every day, there is no job security. You are always in danger of losing your job, unless you take charge of your livelihood and own your own business. Since you are the boss, nobody can fire you. So MZ has been his own boss for over 37 years, and he is passionate about turning other people on to the joys and benefits of working for themselves and not for others. MZ wants to tell you about a low-cost home business opportunity involving the marketing of healthful dark chocolate that can help people lose weight and set you up with an impressive compounding monthly income. Visit chocolate.ownmyself.com. and check out the opportunity. That's chocolate.ownmyself.com. It takes very little money, and if you're interested, MZ wants to talk to you. Remember, chocolate.ownmyself.com.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
You've probably heard about the incredible, powerful, and natural antioxidants found in red wine. Unfortunately, not everyone is able to drink a glass of wine each day. Now, you don't have to drink even a single drop, thanks to NuRev. NuRev is America's number one anti-aging supplement, thanks to its active ingredient, resveratrol. Resveratrol is the main nutrient found in red wine and has been proven to help slow down the aging process, help you lose weight, override an unhealthy lifestyle, boost your energy level, and so much more. NuRev has been the subject of some of the most exciting anti-aging research in decades and has only recently become available in purified form. Now, you can discover the amazing health benefits of NuRev for free. Just pay to have NuRev shipped to you. Get your free sample now at NuRevOnline.com. That's N-U-R-E-V online.com. NuRevOnline.com. Improve your life today.
Personal Jesus, someone to hear you.
We're having great discussions behind the scenes with Dr. Bob Bowman. And I know we got Reverend Ted Pike on about the hate crime bill, but we'll have him on about 15 after, so let's just call and let him know that. The hate crime bill is important. We'll have him on for 45 minutes today, but I want to have as much time with Dr. Bob Bowman as possible here in studio. Okay. From your perspective, and then I want to spend some time on Star Wars, because that's certainly not dead. That's going on now, this global decapitation system. And a lot of what you told me privately, it wasn't classified. You said some of it had leaked out, so you could tell me about it, is now kind of coming out in the news. So I wanted to discuss, you know, this global decapitation system and what that means for these controllers. But the architecture of this global corporate state, from your decades of deep research and also working in some of the most secret black programs, although you were compartmentalized to a certain extent, but in your world travels and knowing a lot of world leaders, What is the architecture of the New World Order? What is the New World Order? What is its end game? Because for my research, it's eugenics and control and enslavement. And then looking at Obama, you know, is he kind of the New World Order closer, or will he, can we make him rebel against him, or will they destroy him if that happens? But I mean, let's just start with the architecture of the New World Order.
Well, I think the architecture of the New World Order is, of course, the Council on Foreign Relations, the Trilateral Commission, the Bilderbergers, the guys that came out of the old Cecil Rhodes organization.
The corporate, the corporate governing councils.
Yeah. But then there's the operating arm, really, is the World Trade Organization, the IMF, and the World Bank. And with those, and of course, since it's under their thumb, the U.S. government and their enforcers are the U.S. military. And we talked before about the military and what happened in Nazi Germany and what's happening here. One thing that I've always said, and people mention, what about martial law? Are they going to do that? Are they going to round up all of us dissenters? And I said, who are they going to use? Because I don't think my buddies in the military will do it. I think they will encircle us and point their guns outward to protect us from Blackwater, or Z, as they call it now. There's a terrorist organization, if ever there was one.
That even sounds like a comic book name. I mean, if I was a Pulp Fiction author, Cobra, or Z, or Chaos, I mean, Z.
Yeah, yeah. I'm encouraged by the Oath Keepers. This is an organization that I've joined, and many, many in the military and law enforcement have joined. And it recognizes the fact that our oath of office in the military, in politics, in law enforcement, says that we will protect and defend the Constitution of the United States against all enemies, foreign and domestic. I mean, we don't promise to obey a president or a commander. We promise to protect and defend the Constitution of the United States against all enemies, foreign and domestic, which, by the way, includes a renegade president and vice president. And so the Oath Keepers have said, in line with our duty to protect the Constitution, we are going to protect Americans who are following the Constitution. We are going to refuse any order to disarm American citizens or arrest American citizens or incarcerate American citizens when those citizens are merely exercising their constitutional rights. And I'm encouraged by that.
Wow, that's great that you brought that up, because we actually sent cameras up to the big Oath Keepers event on Lexington Green.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, there they all were, just hundreds and hundreds of people from around the country and thousands on the Internet at Oath Keepers saying, we're not going to go along with this, because it's always been said that tyranny, if it comes, will come to your door in a uniform.
Yeah.
And let's go back, though, to that power structure, because I inadvertently interrupted you, seconding what you were saying. We have at the top the Council on Foreign Relations and a few other big think tanks that kind of set the policy. Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, you've got the robber, and I mean, I want your view, but this is my view. At the very top, you've got the big robber baron, royal families, yeah. The people that control the majority of the world's wealth, the monopoly capitalists. They'll fund fascists, they'll fund Soviets, they'll fund socialists, they'll fund whatever consolidates power. You've got them at the top. Then you've got the big think tanks, the CFR, kind of managing the 5,000 or 6,000 super classes, Rothkopf calls it, mm-hmm. In his book, bragging about their power, admitting they run the world. So that's kind of their big management team. And then they've got governmental and quasi-governmental structures and regional roundtables over the different sectors. And then the enforcers are the military. But because the military in the West won't carry out these tyrannical actions by and large, because of lessons from history, they're now trying to create special cadres of paramilitary local SWAT teams all being expanded with local liaison military offices and local CIA offices. So I see them attempting to build the cadres up to brigade strength in a regional system, and they say local community FEMA camps where you want to come. You get food and medicine there, mm-hmm. and they're artificially imploding the economy by design to kind of force people into their arms to re-engineer the economy where everything is force-fed into this kind of corporate strip-mining system of vertical integration. Comments on that?
Yeah, I mean, that's certainly a possibility. What I see is that essential to what they're doing is this whole thing of preventive war, wars of aggression. The building of their empire by using the militaries of the United States and Great Britain and Israel.
Don't the bad guys throughout history always, they're the ones that do a preemptive war?
Of course.
But, I mean, your own words, make that clear to the viewers out there.
Well, preemptive war is another word for war of aggression. And it's a war crime, according to the Nuremberg Principles, which the United States created and established at the end of World War II, and on the basis of which we hung Nazi war criminals who were just following orders. We have established that war of aggression is a war crime. That is something that Bush and Cheney and Rumsfeld should have been indicted for. And if it is continued much longer under the Obama administration, there are folks in the Obama administration that are putting themselves in danger of becoming war criminals. What I'm trying to do with the Oath Keepers is to expand the list of orders that they will disobey to include participating in any war of aggression.
Well, I mean, that's what George Washington said. We don't get in foreign entanglements. We don't go into foreign wars. We don't involve ourselves in anything unless we're being attacked. And then several presidents later, we then see Thomas Jefferson, when some of the Barbary pirates, when some of the Moors were attacking some of our ships, we sent Marines out to deal with it. Mm-hmm. But that's something completely different than going into Iraq and leveling the place.
Yeah, absolutely. And these wars of aggression are not only war crimes, they are unconstitutional. And they are treason against the United States of America. They are killing our young soldiers, our young men and women, using them as hired killers for the corporations. We've got to stop that. We have to say that according to the Constitution, we have got to have a military whose mission is to protect the American people and our borders. Period. Period. End of report. Not to protect the global financial interests of multinational corporations and banks, Bechtel, Halliburton, Exxon, Folgers, Chiquita Banana, you name it.
What about the imperial hubris of DynCorp and Halliburton in the news running white slavery trafficking, and then Rumsfeld is asked about it by Cynthia McKinney when she was in Congress, and he says, I'm not going to discuss it. They were in the penalty box. Now they're out of the penalty box. They got a fine. No one goes to jail, but if somebody kidnaps a child down the street from a playground, yep. there's Amber Alerts and freakouts. I mean, the level of looting, the Goldman Sachs openly running the White House, the last two White Houses openly engaging in cash payments to themselves with their former executives running the Treasury and running the Federal Reserve.
Yeah, and on that note, I've got to say, any corporation, any entity which is too big to fail is too big to exist. We used to have antitrust laws. We used to have anti-monopoly laws. It's time we did again.
Isn't that just a mind game to say too big to fail? Or, well, yeah, the president ordered torture and it is illegal, but he's the president. And then you just give in to the dictatorship. You give in to the tyranny. It's that seduction. And then finally you have a capitulation to evil. And it's just, oh, that's just the way it is. And then the sky's the limit.
Yeah, and it all rests on the myths that we are told. And the antidote is the truth. And that's why what we are doing, Alex, you and I, and so many of our buddies, is so important. We've got to explode those myths, because it's upon those myths, like 9/11, that all the evil actions get carried out and excused off and justified. There are a lot of these truths that we need to expose, not just 9/11. For example, I'd like to expose all the myths that we've been told about the murders of our soldiers in the field, especially the women. Most of them are women. I think families have a right to know what really happened to soldiers like Pat Tillman and Lavina Johnson. Now, most of the viewers know who Pat Tillman is, you know, football star turned war hero turned conscientious objector, which the Army said was killed in action. Then they said, well, it was really friendly fire. But there is a lot of evidence that that so-called friendly fire came from less than 10 feet, and he was really fragged because he was turning against the war, and that would be embarrassing to the establishment.
Well, the Army's own internal reports that have finally been brought out, and I've actually talked to the family, was that they shot him. He hid behind a rock, and he said, hey, I'm Pat Tillman. What's your problem? And they walked right up and did him.
Yeah.
And, my God, those soldiers followed that order. I guess by probably the CIA in the field. Pat was sending letters home saying, I'm going to come home and speak out against this fraud. We're guarding the opium.
Yeah.
I even heard BBC admit about a month ago on XM that, oh, yes, the U.S. troops are guarding the opium and letting the farmers sell it so the Taliban doesn't get a foothold. The Taliban runs those fields, and now there's heroin all over the streets. It was on local news last night that everybody's on heroin now in Austin. I mean, the government openly ships it in. They'll openly kill Pat Tillman. But now, see, that's patriotic. Oh, we have to kill Pat. It's for America.
Yeah.
We've got to ship heroin in for the kids, Bob.
Yeah. Well, you know, but I bet you most of the people out there never even heard of Lavina Johnson.
Now, tell folks about her.
Well, Lavina Johnson was a young American girl, African-American, lovely, Christian, virgin. She volunteered to fight in Iraq. Her body was found in a Halliburton tent. Her body was shipped home. Her parents, in a closed casket, her parents told not to open the casket. Well, her father was a physician, still is, and I've talked to him personally. He opened the casket and he examined his daughter. Her brains had been blown out. There were bruises all over her body. Her hands were badly burned, too badly burned to hold a gun, for example. And her genitals had acid poured on them in an apparent attempt to destroy DNA evidence. The Army ruled it a suicide. A government that honors the truth must seek out the truth and then tell the truth. And by God, we have to demand that.
Well, that's what I was going to point out, is that once you give in to evil, it's all over. Sky's the limit. I mean, and these psychological warfare chiefs, they cold-bloodedly knew when they had Rumsfeld come out and go, we're taking off the gloves, we're doing it for America. This was a seduction of evil. Mm-hmm. And then as soon as you say torture's okay, then the Washington Post had an article going, yeah, we're doing stuff to their kids in front of them. And then when Khalid Sheikh Mohammed confessed to everything but killing Kennedy and sinking the Lusitania and bombing buildings that weren't built till 4 years after he was incarcerated, and they were waterboarding him multiple times a week for years, it turned out that was all staged. Some of the torturers of some of the detainees said, well, we were ordered to. Here's our national security letter. They arrested the torturers and used the Patriot Act to gag them. That was in the news. So the issue here is even the torturers will be sold out. Why do all of these people, for money printed up out of nothing by the private banks, sell their entire souls, and then it becomes unpatriotic when they're killing all these Marine Corps and Army investigators in corruption, and they're killing all these officers, and all this corruption is set in, and then now the C-130s are collapsing with buckets to use the bathroom in, but the officers have new jets with, like, pleasure palaces in them with secretaries. I mean, this is like Rome burning and Nero's guzzling wine up on the parapet. I mean, this is disintegration level.
It is. For the last 30 years, I've been quoting scripture. Psalm 33, a king is not saved by his mighty army, warrior is not saved by his great strength. The war horse is a vain hope for victory, and in its might it cannot save. Psalm 37 gives the prescription for national security. It says, trust in the Lord and do good, that you may dwell in the land and have security. By accepting the evil, we are destroying this country and its security.
And it's incredible. It's like the New World Order really are like alchemists or magicians. They got a spell on the people of darkness. They're obsessed with petty issues. They can't tell good from bad. They accept the evil, not knowing it destroys the whole system.
Or not care. I mean, let's face it. These people that we're talking about who are guilty of this evil are motivated by greed and power. Money and power. And it doesn't matter whether you say, oh, they want a fascist New World Order or they want a communist New World Order. It doesn't matter. What they want is the money and power. And we have to take it away from them. We have to separate big money from political power in this country. And that's not easy to do, but we have to do it.
All right.
We have to have a government which is not bought and paid for by those big money interests.
Bob, got a break. This is amazing stuff. We'll be right back with more with Bob Bowman.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back. This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about GraphUnderSafes.com, the makers of the highest quality vault doors and safes available. Since 1968, they have operated based on their original principle, quality above all else. Whether it's a custom-fitted vault door or safe, you can rest assured that your valuables will be protected. At GraphUnderSafes.com, the security of your valuables is their sole purpose. Go to GraphUnderSafes.com today to see the entire line of amazing products available. Graph Undersafes use only the highest quality heavy metals and cold steel locking bolts, and they even come with a lifetime warranty. They have established an unequaled reputation of quality for supplying their safes and vault doors to residential customers, commercial markets, and the jewelry industry alike. Protect the things you care about. Go to GraphUnderSafes.com. That's GraffUnderSafes.com safes.com. Or click on their banner on InfoWars.com today.
We got Reverend Ted Pike coming up in about 20 minutes in the middle of the next segment. The segment after next. 15 after. Be with us. Bob Bowman, it's just wonderful having you here. It's great to have you here in town with us. And, you know, I'm making another Obama film, and I thought about having you in that and just thought, oh, he's busy and I'm busy, and I kind of rushed that out. That film had 5 interviews. This one's got 10. This will be the 11th. Mm-hmm. I'm doing one more. This film is just jam-packed, and it's just perfect to have you, and you've now agreed that you want to be in the film, so you're going to be in the next Obama film. I haven't released the name yet, but that will be out in October, folks. We're taking our time on this. I was going to release it quickly, but I'm taking my time. But we're going to talk about Obama now coming up in his list of betrayals. And again, we're not attacking Obama in a left-right paradigm. We're attacking to show he's a deceiver, a betrayer. And Bob was privately saying if he does buck them, they'll destroy him like they've done others. But before we go there, tell folks about your speaking tour.
Well, I've had a couple of events so far, and there are dozens to come. We're covering the eastern half of the country this summer in 4.5 months. We're not trying to do the whole country this year like we have the last few. Speaking in Austin tonight at Brave New Books at 7 o'clock. On the 11th, we're speaking in the Dallas area. We're going from there to Oklahoma City and then Tulsa and up to Kansas City and on. And people can check the website, thepatriots.us, and find out where we're going to be when. And people can call me on my cell phone, for goodness sakes. I have it with me. They can call the organizers. The organizers are listed in a document that's been
good.
Sent around.
All so thepatriots.us, yeah. And you're going to be speaking at Brave New Books down at the end of Guadalupe, off the drag. Great bookstore, great place down there this evening. So, folks, be sure and get there early. So it's got room for about 150 folks, and it's pretty much always standing room only if you get there late. Regardless, it's a great event and great folks down there at Brave New Books. Now, Bob, this is a short segment. We're almost out of time here today, and I've got some sponsors I need to thank here for just a moment, but then we're going to come back to you in just a second. And we're going to keep it for 15 more minutes, getting into Obama, getting into the globalist agenda, what's going to happen if they hit Iran. Before we do that, I want you to know about some of the folks that have made today's show possible, and that's New Silver Solution. New Silver Solution is what I use in my house if one of my kids has an infection or if I've got a cold. It's antiviral and antibacterial. Now, nothing is a silver bullet, pun intended, but silver has been proven for a long time, and this has been clinically proven to just have a massive effect. And we've had a lot of medical doctors here on air when nothing's working with these bacteria and viruses to say that nano silver is the way to go. So supernaturalsilver.com, supernaturalsilver.com, and there's banners up on infowars.com and prisonplanet.com. So be sure and check out supernaturalsilver.com today. Every cupboard, every medicine cabinet needs to have it. Also, another one of our fine sponsors I want to tell you about is Home Gain. And this is a great service. It's a free service. It's HomeGain.com, HomeGain.com. You can simply visit their site and or click through on Max, little orange gorilla, on Infowars.com. And they have a whole bunch of free services there. Again, the whole site's free at HomeGain.com. They have Street View, where you can look at the house street level and take a virtual walk through the neighborhood you're interested in. You've got to see it for yourself, and again, it's absolutely free. I personally like the Home Sale Maximizer to help you determine which home improvements can most increase your home's value before you put it on the market, and it's absolutely free. And they have another system where you put in your home address, and it tells you what the realtors are really seeing internally of what they think the value is on your home, whether they're underestimating or overestimating with what they're publicly telling you. So that's HomeGain.com, HomeGain.com, HomeGain.com. And my websites, of course, are InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.tv.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.